Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I have events all over the world, lectures on the supernatural, where large numbers of Jewish people receive the Messiah after seeing miracles. And I've had several Messianic Jews come to my meetings to learn to do what I do. And it's my greatest desire that they would do more, do better than I do. We want all Israel saved. And so, but this is kind of ridiculous. My next guest, his name is David Herzog. He had an outreach for Jewish people, and he had a Jewish man that was bald. And he started growing hair. Now, I mean, really, can you picture an unsaved Jewish man growing hair, bald? And then he came to Jesus. You know, I was talking to David Herzog. He has events at all the major biblical feasts because he has found that they're really portals to, or passageways to heaven. And so he was having one of his feasts. I believe it was Pentecost.
Yeah.
And your worship leader, what happened?
Yeah, the first night I'm supposed to speak after the worship. The first night the worship leader gets up within about half an hour or less, he drops dead in front of everybody during the whole conference.
Now, that's quite a start for the conference.
Yes. And I was thinking, this is not a good start for the conference or for the meeting I have to do right after this. And he dropped dead. He died twice in 20 to 30 minutes, foaming at the mouth, dilating, not breathing. Everyone was trying to help him. I was praying. Others were praying for him to come back. Others trying to do CPR. Then he came back a little bit. Then he died again. Then the paramedics came, and the Lord told me, tell them to keep the worship going and not get the people to panic. So we just kept going while all this was happening. And the paramedics walked in the room, and they said they felt the presence of God. And they're not believers. Most of them, only one out of like 10 of them. And he rose from the dead twice. He had the widowmaker heart attack, which you don't come back from, twice in 20, 30 minutes. And they said they've never seen such a miracle like that. I mean, he shouldn't be alive at all.
When you speak, I've noticed there is such a dramatic increase in the presence of the glory of God. But it really, something major happened to you in Israel in the upper room. What happened?
Yeah, I went to Israel, my first trip to Israel. I go there and suddenly I find myself on the floor weeping under the power of God. And God starts to speak to me and says, now your ministry begins from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. And I didn't understand it at the time, but looking back, that's really where all these glory experiences, revival, miracles, everything started right there in Jerusalem in the upper room.
Now, we talk a lot about the word glory. What does that word really mean? What is the glory of God?
Yeah, the glory is the manifest presence of God as if you were in heaven right now, but while being on the earth, the atmosphere of heaven all around you, yet while on the earth.
And in the glory, miracles take place. Unusual miracles.
Yeah.
I mean, I have personally shared this several times, but it's so overwhelming to me. I was speaking at one of David's events, and the woman in front of me, she had hair like mine, gray hair. And I'm watching her as she's worshiping God. And before my eyes, I could see the gray turning brown. And I understand that's not unusual.
Yeah, we've seen that a lot in our meetings. Even completely bald heads growing hair, creative miracles, tattoos coming off, people growing taller. We've seen that were unusually short for their age. And of course, the regular miracles, healings and paralytics and all that.
Tell me about that man with the new heart. That really is amazing to me.
I was in a meeting and the Lord told me, I want you to declare right now a time reversal, that I will reverse time 20 to 30 years back on someone's body part, on their heart. And I said it. There's a man here, you're older, you've had several heart attacks. God's showing me he's reversing your heart time clock backwards before you ever had a heart problem. And a man started to open his shirt. He didn't feel any more pain. All the stents were gone. And even the incisions and the cuts from all his surgeries were no longer there, as if he had never had a heart problem.
That is amazing. So you prayed to reverse time?
Yeah, because Joshua did it with his son. God just told me, I want you to command time reversal on body parts.
Now, one of the things I love about David's ministry in the glory is there is no distance in the glory. In other words, some people say, oh, if I could just get David to pray for me, I'd be healed. Well, he can pray for you right in your home, wherever you happen to be right now. As a matter of fact, tell me about the man in the coma.
Yeah, so
this is really wild. You knew the name.
Yeah, I was in Louisiana and God gave me a word of knowledge, first and last name of the man, which is wonderful, except for the man wasn't in the room. Is there anybody by this name? Nobody raises their hand. Finally, the wife came up and said, that's my husband. I didn't know what was wrong with him. I just told her, well, you stand in proxy for him. And I said his name and I said, come back. I said it three times. She fell out in the spirit, came back the next day and said, you didn't know this, but my husband was in a coma for 4 days. When you called his name out, he woke up.
You called his name, you prayed for him, and how far away was he?
Maybe a couple miles away.
But he wasn't there.
Yeah, he was in the same town, but he wasn't there, yeah.
You think that's normal?
Well, it's starting to become, at the time, I was surprised, but I was teaching on there's no distance in the glory, and I was teaching on it. Then I was wondering why God gave me a word of knowledge for someone that wasn't there, and God was trying to tell me I'm activating what you just preached.
Well, I'd like to activate that right now. Would you pray for someone that's not here right now, for many someone's right now, to be healed of whatever's going on with them?
Yeah. In fact, if you're watching right now, there's many people watching with heart problems, and God is healing your heart in Jesus' name. And I declare new hearts, new tissue, aorta, circulation, that even the doctors will be amazed. The stents out of the heart, metals in your body disappearing, every type of creative miracle be healed right now in Jesus' name. And right now, check your body and do something you couldn't do before, or look to see what's different, because even right now, God's doing a miracle.
I love the revelation you got on the courts of heaven. And when we come back, you're going to find out why God perhaps hasn't been answering your prayers, and some of the prayers that you've been praying that you feel like it's not getting beyond the ceiling. When you understand how to appeal to the courts of heaven, your prayer life will be dramatically changed. Be right back.
When David Herzog shares how to get in alignment with heaven, miracles, signs, and wonders are plentiful. Supernatural instant weight loss. Bald heads grow hair. The sick are healed. People are transported into the heavenly realm. David wants to help you align with heaven, where anything is possible. Get ready to hear more when we return to It's Supernatural. If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I'm pretty overwhelmed over the concepts that God has downloaded to David Herzog. This whole concept of appealing to the court of heaven, how did that start in your life?
Yeah, it started when I was in a meeting and there was a boy there. We had great miracles and the mother was crying. And I said, why are you crying? She said, my son here is going to go to jail for many, many years. Tuesday's the court case. What did he do? Well, he did something really bad on the internet involving pornography, but on a level that would put him in jail for many, many years. And they have all the evidence. They have his computer. I asked the boy, is that true? He said, yeah, I messed up. He got saved. He repented. And then I said, let's go to the judge of heaven and earth before you go to the earthly judge and present your case to him. And we did that, went through the protocol, he repented, he had a call in his life for ministry, we presented our case, and I heard the judge say, it is finished, he's forgiven, and he goes to the court on Tuesday.
You know you're going to go to jail for a long time because of all the evidence we have against you.
He said, even if I go to jail, I want God to use me, I'm just happy I'm saved, I'm free. The judge and the lawyer threw the case out when they heard his testimony.
This case is closed.
And so actually, as it was on in heaven, it mimicked on earth. He didn't deserve it, but neither do any of us.
So that's where you first got this revelation. Now, you say repentance is very key to this. Explain.
Yeah. So when you go to the court of heaven for anything, let's say finances or health or anything that it seems like it's not working, in the natural, you take it to court. If something's not working to get things done, sometimes you got to go to court. So you go to the, you got to go to God as the judge, not just as the healer for healing, but you need justice, you got to go to the judge. And so that's how I started understanding it. Wow, well, there's got to be a judge in heaven if there's one on earth as it is in heaven. And that's kind of how it started happening. And in my own life, I would start praying and I would take things to the court of heaven, not just to heaven. A financial situation where someone owed me a huge amount of money, decided not to pay it, from overseas, and 2 days later, all this money was wired back. They had an emergency business meeting, and the money came back. Or I was in Russia. I was detained because of the books in Russian I had. And my wife reminded me, Stephanie reminded me. She said, honey, let's go to the court of heaven. We did it while we were in a detention type place. And 5 minutes later, after being held for a while, they said, you can go. And I said, why did you detain us? They go, don't ask, just go.
You know what I love about David? Is that God downloads these revelations. He then experiments with himself and his family with these revelations. Then he teaches to others, and people are getting amazing answers to prayer. Now, one of the importance of repentance is because of the accuser of the brethren. Mm. Explain.
Yeah, so when you go to the court of heaven, a lot of times a little voice comes in your ear and says, well, you're not perfect. You did this or you said that. And a lot of times you feel, oh, yeah, that's right, I can't pray. But that's the accuser of the brethren accusing you so you don't feel you have boldness to go to the throne. But the judge in the court will say, sorry, devil, that evidence is not permissible in this court because it's already been repented of. So when you repent of sin, it's not just so God forgives you only, but also so you have authority in the courtroom of heaven to get your prayers answered.
You have a great, great love for New Agers. And you were recently in a store with a New Ager and you had quite an encounter. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, the reason I love them because they're looking for love, joy, peace, but just in the wrong places. But they're sincere. Many of them are really sincere. So I go in this and this lady's really nice and she knows me. I go there, get a sandwich or something or a salad or raw food place. And she goes, where have you been?
So where have you been? I haven't seen you.
I was in Peru. We opened a blind eye.
Oh, so did you learn all the mystical things of that country?
No, those people came to my meetings. How was your week?
Good. I levitated off the ground yesterday, a few inches.
How'd you do that?
Well, I invited 3,000 Buddha in me.
They weren't Buddhas. They were demons.
No, they were Buddhas.
Did they look Chinese with little bellies?
No, they were actually ugly and skinny.
They're demons.
And then she said, well, I was very uncomfortable when I was levitating. I said, I would be too if I had 3,000 demons inside me. And then she came back down and she said, off the ground. And then she said that Jesus appeared to her.
When I came back off the ground, Jesus appeared to me.
Isn't Jesus great? You rose from the dead.
I know. I did too.
You rose from the dead?
She clinically was dead in the hospital. She said Jesus appeared to her. She rose from the dead. But no one shared the gospel to her. So she's kind of searching in all New Age and psychic stuff. But nice lady. I said, then what happened?
Then I got to this place called the Kingdom of Heaven. Have you heard of it? But I wasn't allowed in. There was this loud voice and this big bright light and said, no man comes to the Father but through me.
I said, well, I can tell you what's going on. I said, you have all these other lovers, these other boyfriends, different, which is false gods, Hinduism, Buddhism, New Age, and he's the one who saved you. He is the one who rose you from the dead. He is the one that can save your soul, and he's not going to stop pursuing you. He's a jealous God. He wants only you for himself. And she started crying, and I got to pray with her and lead her to the Lord.
You said something so fascinating to me. You said that when you were in France, you were having a hard time reaching the people. And God spoke to you and told you to go to Israel.
Yeah.
And then your ministry really opened up in France. Why going to Israel? Why not go to New York City?
Yeah, I was in France. It was really hard. I was in France, less than 1% Christian. I was there 12 years. In the first few months I was there, nothing was working. So I fasted and prayed for 3 days and said, God, what am I doing wrong? He said, do what Paul did. Paul went to the Jew first, though he was called to the Gentiles in Europe. That's the Roman Empire. And I said, okay, how do I do that? He goes, just do what I tell you. I said, what do you want me to do? Go to Israel. So I said, go to Israel? Why would I go to Israel when I'm in France? I just got here. I have no money. He goes, sell your car. Sold my car for the exact amount of money the trip cost, joined our tour team from our Bible school, led 13 people to the Lord. And when I got back to France, we were in 5 years of nonstop revival, ending in a six-month revival. It was the longest revival in 50 years in one church in Paris. So it was just, the Lord told me, if you touch Israel and touch the Jewish people first, he'll bring the Gentile harvest.
That's such an amazing truth. So few realize this. You will reach more Gentiles by reaching to the Jew first than by going to the Gentile first. It's called the spiritual law of evangelism. When we come back, I'm going to have David give you a revelation of how you can get the blessings your ancestors were robbed of when we come back.
When David Herzog shares how to get in alignment with heaven, miracles, signs, and wonders are plentiful. Supernatural instant weight loss. Bald heads grow hair. The sick are healed. People are transported into the heavenly realm. David wants to help you align with heaven, where anything is possible. Get ready to hear more when we return to It's Supernatural. Call now and get David Herzog's power-packed Aligning with Heaven package, which includes his book and three-part audio CD teaching, Aligning with Heaven, Unleashing Ancient Secrets to Power, Blessing, and Harvest, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Activating DNA Blessings, exclusive only to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9321. David Herzog has removed the veil of mystery of God's glory and how to tap into the powerful supernatural blessings on Israel. Through David's book and three-part audio CD teaching, you will learn how to access portals and gateways into the heavenly realm where the supernatural healing and miracles become commonplace. Take unanswered prayers to the courts of heaven and receive God's mercy and justice. Obtain supernatural financial increase. Unlock heaven's supernatural solutions to every problem you are facing. Access the ancient pathways and wisdom that opened up the supernatural of God for Moses, Elijah, and Solomon. On David's powerful bonus audio CD teaching, Activating DNA Blessings, recorded exclusively for our It's Supernatural audience, David will teach you how to break generational curses off your bloodline. At the end of this teaching, David prays for you so that you can begin activating God's DNA blessings for your life. Don't miss out on getting David Herzog's power-packed Aligning with Heaven package, which includes his book and three-part audio CD teaching, Aligning with Heaven, Unleashing Ancient Secrets to Power, Blessing, and Harvest, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Activating DNA Blessings, exclusive only to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9321. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9321. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
What I love about David Herzog, he says that part of the way of aligning with heaven is to live in the glory. And he says anything he can do, you can do better. You can align with heaven. You can live in the glory. Speaking of getting an alignment with heaven, many of us have been robbed in our DNA by bad stuff. You go to a doctor and the doctor says you have heart trouble because it's in your genes. And many of us have been robbed of blessings that our ancestors were robbed of and they can pass right through to us. I mean, this is an amazing concept. Explain this to me.
Yeah, well, DNA and blood has memory. So, yes, it has memory of sicknesses, of sins. You know, you see people that have broken homes because their fathers had it. But then what people don't realize, once you break the curse off your family line, you need to go back and say, now, Lord, liberate all the blessings on my ancestors to me, the wisdom they had, the gifts, the talents, the abilities, the inheritances, and you start praying like that, suddenly things start to happen. Even abilities you did not have before that were dormant suddenly start to happen. You start to have business understanding. You learn languages very fast, natural gifts, spiritual gifts, amazing things.
Well, I have friends that have just the mind, if you will, to be a musician, the mind to speak different foreign languages. Are you saying that that can be, those? So they have good genes for that. Are you saying we can rearrange our DNA?
There are some times where you have no gift at all in a certain area, and you break the curse off your bloodline, and you liberate the blessings off your bloodline with the blood of Jesus, and suddenly you have abilities you did not have before. They were encapsulated in your DNA, but they weren't liberated. Like, I started learning languages way faster. Normally it would take me a lot longer to pick up Russian or German, and all of a sudden, in a few weeks, I was picking like 3 or 4 languages conversationally, which it would take me way longer. Even my IQ went up. Something happened, like,
Здравствуйте, как поживаете? Хорошо, спасибо, комрад. Sounds good to me.
I just started picking, I know the accent's probably bad, but I was just picking it up a lot faster. And my Stephanie tells me about this in Daniel, God showed her, that your IQ goes up in the glory, because Daniel said he was 10 times smarter, wiser than all the other men that were there in the king's palace. And it didn't say he studied more. It said God gave him all manner of wisdom, understanding, literature. So even your IQ can go up in the glory.
Tell me about Israel. What do you see happening there?
I see in Israel what's going to come, and what's already starting, is a massive move of God, a revival. Many, many Israelis are going to come to know their Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. It's already started. I've seen it. You've seen it. I've seen a few hundred come to the Lord. You've seen 600 recently. Something is going on. Yeah, there's wars and rumors of wars. That'll always be. But there is a massive move of God. As times get darker and darker and the Israelis realize, wow, we our only hope is God, many are turning to the Lord in these last days.
You know, I'm reminded of the glory cloud that followed the Jewish people in the desert. I believe people are going to literally see that glory cloud in Israel. And just like people ran to Pensacola, Florida,
yes,
in Toronto and the other revivals, people are going to run to Israel, not for just tours,
exactly,
but for the glory of God. Would you pray for the glory of God to come upon those that are watching right now?
Yes. If you're watching right now, I just say, God, bring your glory. Lift your hands and just close your eyes, receive this. Let the presence of God's glory permeate your room, your car, your television, wherever you are. Let it just invade right now. Open heavens, the glory to invade your life right now in Yeshua's name. Every cell of your body, your DNA, your bones, your marrow, let it just explode inside of you. The glory cloud cover you right now in Yeshua's name.
David, I have many friends that see doom and gloom and destruction and the economy falling apart and bombs and terrorism and all these awful things. Then I have other friends that say, I see the greatest awakening the world has ever seen. How can prophets of God have such two different views?
Well, it's like, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Egypt was in the worst shaking ever, but God's people within Egypt got out. Transfer wealth, the glory cloud, signs and wonders. So there are things coming on the earth, but it's perspective. What perspective are you looking at it? Positively or negatively? Usually when things get bad, a lot of people get saved. So for evangelists, it's going to be great. But the Lord showed me, it's like when Elisha and his servant were surrounded by the Syrian army. And in the natural, we could see, like in America, there's some really bad things being planned. But are you looking just at that? Or are you looking at third heaven chatter? Second heaven chatter is you pick up the enemy's war room. You know what the enemy's planning. You can know all the details and get so engrossed in that and not go higher in the prophetic third heaven chatter, where you're actually in God's war room and he goes, yes, the enemy's planning this, but here's how I'm going to counteract it. Here's how I'm going to bless you. Here's how I'm going to even use that to bring more people to salvation. So yeah, the shakings are coming, but we're not supposed to be in fear if we're right with God, and God will supernaturally use us and protect us.
That explains it, because I believe these people are hearing the chatter from the second heaven, but I'm not. All I am hearing is awakening, glory, miracles, creative miracles. I want you to listen a lot to the third heaven like I am.
Call now and get David Herzog's power-packed Aligning with Heaven package, which includes his book and three-part audio CD teaching, Aligning with Heaven, Unleashing Ancient Secrets to Power, Blessing, and Harvest, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Activating DNA Blessings, exclusive only to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9321. David Herzog has removed the veil of mystery of God's glory and how to tap into the powerful supernatural blessings on Israel. Through David's book and three-part audio CD teaching, you will learn how to access portals and gateways into the heavenly realm where the supernatural healing and miracles become commonplace. Take unanswered prayers to the courts of heaven and receive God's mercy and justice. Obtain supernatural financial increase. Unlock heaven's supernatural solutions to every problem you are facing. Access the ancient pathways and wisdom that opened up the supernatural of God for Moses, Elijah, and Solomon.
Solomon knew things because he followed certain patterns that are still in the Bible in the Old and New Testament that bring incredible revelation, incredible glory. He had the glory cloud come firsthand, incredible favor. I mean, he was the most prosperous man on the face of the earth. And I thought, man, I need to recapture, what did he know? What did Enoch know that we don't know today?
On David's powerful bonus audio CD teaching, Activating DNA Blessings, recorded exclusively for our It's Supernatural audience, David will teach you how to break generational curses off your bloodline and receive your generational blessings. Activate your DNA blessings that you can pass down to your children, grandchildren, and many future generations. At the end of this teaching, David prays for you so that you can begin activating God's DNA blessings for your life.
I really want to rush this to you, get it into your hands and have all of these marvelous ancient pathways activated in your life. It's called the Aligning with Heaven package. I'm going to tell you, if you just got that bonus CD, it would be worth it. It's changing your DNA. As I understand it, I've always heard about breaking curses generationally, but you have a whole new switch. Not just breaking the curses, but getting the blessings that your generations were robbed of.
Don't miss out on getting David Herzog's power-packed Aligning with Heaven package, which includes his book and three-part audio CD teaching, Aligning with Heaven, Unleashing Ancient Secrets to Power, Blessing, and Harvest, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Activating DNA Blessings, exclusive only to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9321. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9321 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My next guest goes out among people that do not know the Messiah. They get physically healed. And then they want to know who the healer is and come to know the Messiah. Now, he says his greatest desire is to equip you to do everything he can and even greater. Are you interested?
Oh, yeah!
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.